And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go.
Come on, come on, come on, and buy yourself a copy, gonna pick up on TV.
this is Guy Snowden from Guy Snowden and the Citizens, and you're listening to Revolt Into Style on the Summit FM.
There you go. That was Guy Snowden and the Citizens from a new release, band based in Cleveland now. And that was a song called If You Dare. And they will be over at the Beachland Tavern this Friday, April 3rd. Some good rock and roll action there. Before that, speaking of good rock and roll action, at David Johansen from his solo debut in 1978 and Girls. Before that, The Heartbreakers featuring Johnny Thunders and Jerry Nolan, also from the New York Dolls, and that was from the LAMF album Pirate Love. Began this evening with another one-time New York Doll, Sylvain Sylvain from 1979, and Teenage News. A whole lot of New York Dolls, which is always a good thing. Good evening to all. You are listening to the Summit FM. Name of this program is Revolt Into Style. I am your host, Dave Swanson, bringing you music by the buckets full every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Got a bunch of different stuff this evening. Some more new stuff coming up in the rest of the show here. Like this one. This is brand new from Gong. Gong leader David Allen passed away a few years ago, but in his process of leaving the planet, he told the band to keep going and keep the spirit alive, which they have done now over three albums. And this is a new one called Bright Spirit. This is called Relish the Possibility.
Out in the last remains, senses the pain. Scarred with the taste of angels, my little keeper pain. Hanging over my dark cradle, shoot. Can I be forgiven? Shoot. Can I be forgiven? Stay with me. Stay with me. Yeah. Stay with me. Stay with me. Yeah. Stay with me.
Revolt into style.
In its way, an escape from the H-bomb, television, and other horrors of the workaday world.
With your host, Dave Swanson. This is Revolt into Style on the Summit.
My love, you've done nothing.
What a great one there from the Searchers. That was Goodbye, My Love. Before that, Ride from 1996 from an album called Tarantula. We had a song called Black Knight Crash. And for the quick quiz, which, you know, there's no prize, but those two titles tie together. As Tarantula was a book written by Bob Dylan, and one of the chapters was called Black Knight Crash. So Ride, we're on a Dylan kick at that point. Before that, Electrofiction, a one-off band featuring Ian McCulloch and Will Sargent from Echo and the Bunnymen. Released back in 1995 when the Bunnymen had kind of temporarily split, the two main people got together to make that record, which was a little bit harder edged sounding, I guess you could say, but still maintaining a lot of the personality and charm of Echo and the Bunnymen. Began that set with Gong from the new album Bright Spirit and Relish the Possibility. You are tuned into Revolt into Style. Gonna continue on right here with one of my all-time favorite combos, hopefully one of yours. If not, you better do something about that. These are the Kinks.
You can work, you can step, you can soul, but you play wash. Yeah. I saw the shape.
a number six hit in 1970. That was Melanie and the classic Lay Down, a song she had written about the Woodstock Festival. Before that, a group called Michael Head and the Strands, who, not very prolific, only had a few records out, but some a lot of good stuff there. That one from 1998. And the song was Queen Matilda. The Laissez-Faire before that from 2023, from their album Singing in Your Head. That was a song called Wild Force. Began with Brainwashed from the Arthur album, 1969, courtesy of the Kinks. Revolt into Style is where your radio dial is set right now. A few more songs for you this evening. I'm going to start out with a brand new one from Robin Hitchcock. He has a new album coming out called The Confuser, and that'll be out in July. And he is also heading out on tour, but this tour, he is bringing a full band with him. And he hasn't really toured with the full band in quite a while. He's done a few shows in different cities, but in general, he has kept to being a solo acoustic act for most of his touring time in the last several years. So this is a great thing that he is going back out with the band, because as much as I love the solo acoustic stuff, it just drives it home even more with the full band. And Mr. Hitchcock will be heading into town over at the Beachland Ballroom on June 6th. This is I Am This Thing.
I love them. Sitting in a chair, baby, down the seat. Waitress outside that I wanna meet. Smoking in my mind, just won't let me feel. Some meter outside that I didn't pay. Chip in my tooth, it's something to say. Every little thing coming down on me today. Around 1 o'clock in my coffee's cold. Keep filling me up, but I've been told I'm too young to feel this old. Waitress walked in right through the door. Asked me what I've been waiting for. I said nothing anymore. Palm trees, poppins in the parking lot. Where I'm going, I should know. Cause where I'm going can't follow me at all. I'm walking in my old ball cap. There's something to remind me that I'm too young to feel this old.
Go. That was brand new music from Zach Keem out of the Pittsburgh area. He's had several albums out. It's from a brand new one called Battery Lane. And the song was Better Days. And he will be in Akron this weekend, Friday, April 3rd, at Musica. Go check out Zach. Before that, The Records from 1979 with Held Up High. Began that set with Robin Hitchcock from a forthcoming album, The Confuser, and a song called I Am This Thing. And that will just about wrap up this edition of Revolt Into Style. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show and shall come back for more. And I leave you with this one, a good closer to the season, hopefully. Hopefully it's over and we can move on to spring. So enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
and it's sure that I'm cold, cold winter. And the wind ain't been blowing from the south. It's sure been a cold, cold winter. And a lot of love has all burned out. It's sure been a hard.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
All right, and welcome to a special edition of Revolt into Style. This is going to be a brief but significant tribute to the legendary rock and roll band, The Dictators. A personal favorite of mine for many, many, many years. And just recently, their amazing lead guitarist, Ross the Boss Friedman, passed away from complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. He just recently announced that he was diagnosed with the disease and didn't take long before his passing. The Dictators filled a gap in the rock and roll world, post-60s, pre-punk, and took inspiration from bands like the MC5 and the Stooges and the New York Dolls, who were still active at the time but were self-destructing in front of everyone's eyes. The Dictators adopted a pure rock and roll stance, influenced by the likes of Chuck Berry, as well as the Beatles and Beach Boys and the Rolling Stones, etc., but sort of turned it on its head for the younger generation of the 1970s with references to what was going on in their world at that time. They predated the Ramones and the rest of the whole punk scene with their irreverence and their simple approach to songs. But unlike a lot of the other bands, they were actually very good musicians, and they couldn't help themselves. So whereas the Ramones adopted a much more straight-ahead, no-frills, no-guitar-solo style, the Dictators were always more than happy to show off their talents in that department. And Ross the Boss, in particular, was part of the reason the band got signed to Epic Records when they did, back in 1974, because their manager, Sandy Pearlman, who was also the producer, and as well as being the manager and producer of Blue Oyster Cult at the time, thought he was just an incredible guitar player, so there must be something to this. Andy Chernoff wrote all the songs, and on that first couple albums, sang most of them, and his pop sensibilities, coupled with his irreverence in terms of lyrical approach, definitely set them apart at the time. They got a lot of press, and they did get some attention in certain cities, Cleveland being one of them. But as is true with so many, they never scaled to the top of the ladder and are merely a footnote in the story, but a very significant one. And I hope that this little blast of rock and roll will inspire you and entertain you. And it's only a fraction, even though they didn't make that many records, it's all quality. So I'm going to start out with the first song on their first album, released in 1975. The album was called Go Girl Crazy, and this is Next Big Thing.
I don't have to be here, you know. I don't have to show up here. With my vast financial holdings, I could have been basking in the sun in Florida. This is just a hobby for me. Nothing, you hear? A hobby.
From an album released in 1990 called Manitoba's Wild Kingdom, that was essentially The Dictators under a different name, doing New York, New York. Before that, from their second album, Manifest Destiny, we heard Young, Fast, and Scientific. From the DFFD album from 2001, Who Will Save Rock and Roll? Began with Next Big Thing from the classic Go Girl Crazy album. As you're listening to a special tribute to not only the Dictators as a whole, but also to the late, great Ross the Boss, who just passed away, as well as Scott Top 10 Kempner, who passed away a few years ago. Going to continue on right now from the Blood Brothers album, which was their third, released in 1978, and they went back to a more stripped-down style after the second album employed a bit more gloss, but was a great album nonetheless. But the Blood Brothers remains a favorite for a lot of Dictators fans. And if you listen closely, in the middle of the song, the count-off is done by none other than Bruce Springsteen, who was a fan of theirs. This is Faster and Louder.
Style, rock and roll here on the Summit.
Let me hear that beat, man. That's the beatest beat.
It's Dave Swanson and Revolt into Style.
Now I'm cool, man, cool.
Tuesday evenings on the Summit FM.
Release. I old man.
I
never graduated from high school.
From the Manifest Destiny album, 1977, that was Exposed, one of the band's poppier moments. Great song. Weekend before that, from Go Girl Crazy. Two Tub Man, also from Go Girl Crazy, one of their signature, most well-known tracks. Began that set with Faster and Louder from Blood Brothers, 1978. This is a special edition of Revolt into Style, noting the passing of guitarist Ross the Boss. From the DFFD album, this is Avenue A. an all-time favorite right there from the Blood Brothers album, The Minnesota Strip. And Ross's playing on that is just mind-blowing. Very much the definition of prime hard rock guitar playing as opposed to metal or punk. He was very rooted in tradition and was able to create a style all his own. He played in a lot of different bands. He had his own band called Brain Surgeons, and he was a member of a band called Shaken Street. He was a founding member of Manowar, the heavy metal band, but it was his playing with the Dictators that, of course, rises above it all. Just his guitar playing always makes me happy to hear it, which is a good thing as well. Before that, Science Gone Too Far from Manifest Destiny began with Avenue A from the DFFD album, released on Norton Records in 2001. Nearing the end here of our Dictators tribute, going to start off this last set from the second album, Manifest Destiny. And this is Steppin' Out. from Blood Brothers, that was Stay With Me. Before that, Steppin' Out from the second album, Manifest Destiny. And that will just about finish up this tribute to the Dictators. Andy Chernoff, Ross the Boss, Scott Kempner, Stu Boy King, the original drummer, Richard Teeter followed, and J.D. Patterson followed them. They had a lot of different drummers. And, of course, Handsome Dick Manitoba, who was the band's roadie, who became their frontman, and then later sort of had personal issues with everyone and was not a part of the reunion this last time. But that's a whole other story. So I leave you with this one, probably their most well-known song, and hope you enjoyed this. Hope you'll find it within your reach to investigate the Dictators further. This is Cars and Girls.
That I-